What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're going to waste your 20s. Your 20s, you're only young once. God, I wish I was in my 20s again. You don't know how much fun I had. It's only once, and it's an amazing, it's the most incredible part of your life. You have all this energy. You look good. You're on top of trends. Everything's going for you. So you've got to have fun. It's got to be an adventure. But that adventure has to have a direction. And that direction is heading towards something that you love, that excites you. So that I tell people, in that early step, by the time you're 30, it's all going to come together. You're going to be able to create something interesting that is you because you spent your 20s learning skills, but having some fun, some adventure, some excitement. Don't be so single-tracked, because if you're single-tracked, you won't really discover what you're good at because you won't try. It can't be that you try everything, but you have to try different things within that framework that you enjoy or love. And in the process of trying things out, you will learn. You will learn about yourself. You will learn about what you love, about what you hate, about what you were destined for. So I tell people, it's kind of a dance. You have to have a sense of direction, but you also have to have a sense of adventure and fun.
Mm. And for folks that haven't figured that out in their 30s and 40s, and they're just struggling, how do you pivot to that?
So
life is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, you have to make a living. We have to be practical in this world. So you can't just, you've been heading down a certain direction. You're in your 30s, but it isn't suiting you. You can't just give up and go try something completely different. So evolve. Don't try and change, but evolve. Adapt. Find a way. I have an example of a woman who was studied law, and it was a bad fit. She was getting very depressed. She'd always wanted to be a writer. And what she did was she went into writing about law. Good at it. And through that, she discovered that she could write mystery novels and detective stories, etc. But it was a process. She evolved and she adapted towards something that was fit her better. She didn't give up law and become a poet because she had to make a living. So, but that means you have to know who you are even in your 30s. And it gets very difficult. You can still do it in your 30s. By the time you're in your 40s, it's getting really, really hard. And so the message I want for young people is don't get to that point. Avoid that point. Make sure that you figure it out more or less when you're in your 20s, because then life kind of unfolds naturally for you in a good way. But when you're older in life, you have to kind of be practical and realistic. The other example that I often have, because I do get a lot of consulting and people that ask me these questions. So a typical scenario would be a young man or woman in their 20s stuck in a dead-end job. They have kids, they have a family, they have to support themselves, but they're deeply, deeply unhappy. What do you do? Okay, and I say, you have to take a simple step, okay? So you go through this process, and I go through it with them over emails, of what it is that you love, what it is that excites you, okay? Just doing that first step, they're already less depressed. Okay, all right, I'm thinking about myself instead of my family, instead of all these problems. I'm enjoying this process. Okay, you figure it out to some degree. All right, you can't quit your dead-end job because you need to support your family. All right, but you can study at night. You can go to night school. You can get on the internet and study these things. You can pick up a book. Start that process at night. And you have no idea how just a simple thing where you are giving them hope, where they're heading in a direction, it changes the whole picture. Now this job that they hate isn't so bad. And I say, you can learn from that terrible job. Everything is a learning experience. You're learning how things that you don't like. You're learning how to deal with people because you're going to need social skills wherever you go. You've got a boss that you hate. You're going to learn how to not let that boss get under your skin, how to not be emotional. Learn while you're at this job, and at night go somewhere else. Suddenly the cloud that has been hanging over them is lifted just by those simple steps.
What should the real goal of your life be in your 20s? And what do most people get wrong?
For that answer, I would really recommend reading my book, Mastery, because I go into that quite deeply. So you need to think of your 20s, which is by far the best years of your life. Let's get that straight first of all. It was the best years of my life, right? It's the most exciting. You know, you're young, you look good, you got energy, you know, you dress well, probably, I hope. The thing that you want from your 20s is you want an apprenticeship, right? You want to learn. You want learning skills. You want to learn skills, solid skills, so that by the time you turn 30, which is the critical turning point in your life, I said the 20s are your most fun. The 30s are the key part of your life, which is my key part, the late 30s. When you're 30, you want to be go, I had fun, I had adventures, I traveled, you know, I dated, I did everything I wanted, but I also learned things. I learned A, B, and C skills. You don't have to learn just one skill. You can learn three skills, three things that you master, that you spent 7 years going into deeply. But if you wasted your 20s, if you just had fun, if you just did whatever you wanted to, by the time you hit 30, nothing will stick together. Nothing will cohere. You've been stretched too thin. But if you're linear, laser focused, I'm just going to go to Goldman Sachs. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get paid $150,000 a year. You're not spreading yourself out. You're not learning enough skills. You're not developing yourself inwardly. You know, learning a skill is a skill, but learning is a skill. And in order to learn, you have to be able to put up with.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Boredom, frustration, and tedium. So if you're able to put up, because right now, young people have it really, really bad because things are so easy for them that they don't have the patience to learn something. They just want to get onto ChatGPT. Everything is fed to them. You need to be able to put up with the tedium, the boredom that learning a skill involves. I talk in Mastery about a guy named Paul Graham, Y Combinator, etc. Paul was one of the earliest people to get into AI back in the late 70s. He was a coder. He was really into computing and hacking. He went to MIT, I believe, and studied computer programming, got his master's, his PhD, whatever. But then he got bored with it. He got tired of it. It just became monotonous to him. So he always was interested in painting and design. So he left New York and he went to Italy, and he enrolled in an art school and he learned painting in Florence for like a year. He came back to New York. He was a painter in a loft, and he heard on the radio that Netscape, which was the newest hot thing, was going to try and maybe use the internet to sell things. Now, you might laugh at that, but at the early days of the internet, people didn't sell things on the internet, right? It wasn't a marketplace. And he light bulb goes on his head, goes, I like painting, but I'm poor. I'm living in this loft. I have no money, but I know computer programming. I have a great feel for it, but I also know about painting. I know about design and about what looks good. I have the skill set to make an incredible website, which will be the first website where you can actually build something and sell products for other businesses to build off of, right? He went and did that. And then I think it was Yahoo or somebody like that that bought his company out for like $10 million. And that was the start of things. From that, he built always upward. But he developed two incredible unrelated skills, computer programming, design, and painting. And then he combined them into creating this new company.
Yeah, I think one thing that you touched on with Paul Graham that I found super, super interesting was the combination of kind of art and programming. For people out there listening, I'm on the back end of my 30s. I think it's very important to understand and know you must pick the right skills, because there's compounding effects where there comes a certain age, which I'm very curious what age you think, where if you've invested 10, 15 years of your life to learn X skill, it is not smart to put that skill and just throw it away. You should probably utilize some sort of element in that and make a new concoction of using that skill in something new.
Exactly.
When is that age? When do you think someone, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive to the Gary V, where you could start your life at 60, 70, 80 years old. When do you think you need to understand and know this is what I'm going to do with my life?
Well, everyone's different. And it's good to have an idea of what you want and what you love when you're 18 or when you're in your college years, if you go to college. It's good to have a sense of what you love and what connects to you. But to be a specific project, a specific business, you want, if you're too single-minded and you're 23 and you know exactly what you want, you won't have adventures. You won't have that freedom, that fluidity to learn different things, okay? So I would say generally around the age of 30, in your 30s, is when everything should start coming together. Now, things can go up and down. They can have a trajectory. I often think of Steve Jobs. So he's like Paul Graham. He had a background in design, because really what Steve Jobs was a great designer. He had computing skills, but not on the level of Wozniak or people like that.
Calligraphy classes he took as well, too.
Huh?
He took calligraphy classes as well. He was an artist.
He was an artist. His real interest was in the look of technology and the design of things, how things felt, how they felt in your hand, how they looked, okay? And so the reason I pick him out is your career can go like this, like this, like this, and it goes up, but there are going to be downturns. And how you handle those downturns are going to be extremely important. So nobody has a straight line up. So he has this design background. He starts the first iteration with Wozniak, he has Apple, they have success, but he's not good with people. He knows that, he admits that. And he burnt himself out, and the company was brought in other people, and he was eventually fired, right? So he's going like this, and now his career is going like that. But he didn't like sink down, right? He kept at it. He started another company called Next, which was actually a very interesting company if you look at the computers he was making. But it failed. It was a failure. Okay? So it's like this. It's going down. It's going a little bit up. Now it's going down again. And then he's brought back to Apple because Apple isn't doing so well back in, I believe, the late 90s. He learned all of these lessons in the meantime. He's in his 30s then?
Probably late 30s.
Late 30s. Okay. He's learned all these lessons. He's learned that he can't be an asshole anymore like he was early on. He learned what failed at Apple, why Next failed. He was set up for a brilliant, brilliant comeback, okay? So I guess the point I'm saying is your career is never going to be straight up. If it's straight up, you're in trouble. Your failures, if you're bold and you try things and it fails, you've learned lessons. Don't let it sink you. Let it be a lesson for your next project. And have another iteration and go in a slightly different direction as he did. He realized he couldn't start his own company. So he went back to Apple, but he completely revolutionized it and made it according to his own image.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.